Nike's decision to make Colin Kaepernick one of the faces of its Just Do It ads is drawing intense reaction. The partnership was announced yesterday, and by this morning, the hashtag #BoycottNike was trending on Twitter. Some people posted videos showing them burning their Nike sneakers. Colin Kaepernick is a controversial former San Francisco 49er quarterback who began kneeling at games during the national anthem 2 years ago. It was a statement about police brutality against African Americans. His actions were divisive. He hasn't had a job in the NFL since that season. The Nike ad in question shows a black and white photo of Colin Kaepernick's face with the caption, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
So Kaepernick is a hero to some for taking a knee, a villain to others, including in the White House for the same reason. Either way, he can't get a job in the NFL. Nike has sponsored him for years now, but why would the company give him this kind of prominence, especially to a man who NFL teams just won't touch?
Yeah, it's worth remembering that Nike does have a willingness to wade into culture wars in America. There are some companies, you'll remember Benetton used to do this. There are a lot of companies who feel that they benefit from it, and it offsets the loss. Nike had they launched a campaign last year called the Equality Campaign. It's got LeBron James and Serena Williams in it. Ibtihad Muhammad, the Muslim American fencer from the Olympics, she's one of their ambassadors. There's a transgender athlete in there. So Nike sort of established itself as being fairly comfortable in that space and hoping that others who don't share its politics still buy its shoes.
So how comfortable are things, do you imagine, in the boardroom when something like this is being discussed?
I think that Nike's okay with this. I think in some boardrooms they really shy away from controversy, but I've covered this company for many, many years, and they do this. I mean, look, with Kaepernick, it's not just he had a contract with Nike that was running out. They renewed the contract. They've called him one of the inspirational athletes of his generation, and Nike knows that in some quarters, Kaepernick is revered. He was the runner-up Time Person of the Year in 2017. GQ named him the Citizen of the Year in 2017. And Nike has put out a statement that said it supports athletes and their rights to freedom of expression on issues that are of great importance to society. So I don't think this one is actually a big struggle for Nike.
A study earlier this year showed that Nike is the most trusted apparel brand among consumers from 13 years old to 36.
Right.
I wonder how much of this is Nike. You think it's a lot of Nike trying to appeal to these younger shoppers?
I think that's exactly what it is. This is, I mean, look, Nike's stock is down, but those consumers you just mentioned are not usually shareholders. They are consumers in the end, though, and they understand, Nike understands that these are the people who have grown up wearing their products, who will continue to wear their products and introduce them to their kids. Keep in mind that 30,000 people, last we checked, were tweeting with the hashtag Nike boycott, but that's if one were tweeting in support of it, you might even tweet on that boycott to be part of the discussion. So in Nike's world, where they pay for marketing and advertising, the bottom line is this is actually working for them. And remember, as you speak of millennials, a survey indicates, it was done by Cone Communications in 2015, 91% of millennials will switch brands to one that is associated with a cause that they respect or that they're into.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, co-host of Velshi and Rule. Nice to talk to you as always.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.